Well, it was completely different. And in fact, what happened on Tuesday with the Orange County Domestic Partnership Policy was really the norm now. I mean, we've been working with local governments for a decade since 2002 and the City of Orlando's Chapter 57 debate. And in every single moment since 2002, we have seen overwhelming support from the public. We've seen overwhelming support from our elected officials and very little in terms of vocal opposition to what we were trying to pass. So I think it points to a sea change in the way that this community is thinking about these policies and these benefits and these protections, and certainly about how our elected leaders are understanding why these policies need to exist.
So from your vantage point, more or less on the front lines of this debate, does it appear as if public opinion is really shifting in your favor?
I think that when it comes to the public's understanding of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender experience, things are changing so fast that we can't even really keep up. I mean, look at the timeline. In 2006, Orange County passed a fair housing ordinance that included protections for the gay and lesbian and transgender communities. Not a single voice of opposition in the room and a super majority vote in favor. In 2008, Orlando passed domestic partnership benefits. In 2009, the city of Kissimmee passed domestic partnership benefits. 2010, a human rights ordinance from Orange County. And Tuesday, these benefits. And in every single one of those moments, almost no opposition in the room, overwhelming support from the public, and unanimous votes or supermajority votes from our elected leaders. I think those are benchmarks that we need to point to see that Central Florida is changing. Public opinion is changing.
Well, what about on the state level? As you know, of course, we have a very conservative House and Senate and governor this year, and they've taken positions on a number of other hot-button social issues, abortion and prayer in the schools, but almost nothing has come up regarding gay and lesbian issues. Tell us, how do you read that? And do you think their attitudes are changing as well?
It's a whole new class of legislators. A whole new wave of people have come into the legislature since 2010, or because of the 2010 election. And a lot of them are younger. A lot of them have known gay and lesbian people in their lives, but they've never had gay and lesbian, bisexual, or transgender constituents come up and say, look, this is what my experience is in the state of Florida. This is why my life is made harder by laws and policies that were here before you got here, and this is why we need to change it. And every time we've had those conversations, they've been productive.
Well, there are currently a couple of bills under consideration in the legislature regarding gay rights. Can you tell us a little about those, and how do you think they'll fare in this session?
I think that our experience in the legislature this year has been that it is certainly a growing year for the bills that we've introduced. We've introduced two pieces of legislation. One is a domestic partnership bill that would create access to all of the rights and responsibilities that come with legal relationships that are offered to married couples. It would create those opportunities for gay and lesbian couples. They could go to the clerk of court if the domestic partnership bill were to pass and create a domestic partnership between them. We also have filed a bill called the Competitive Workforce Act that would create anti-discrimination protections for the LGBT community all over the state. And, I mean, it's the nature of lawmaking that it is a process, that it's very rare for a bill to pass in its first or second year. And it's an educational process. In the same way that we started years ago working with the Orange County Commission to have conversations about why we needed a human rights ordinance here in Orange County, why discrimination against the LGBT community was prevalent and pervasive, we need to have that same conversation with the legislators that have just taken office. And we're having those this year. We're going to continue to have them. But it has been our experience that these conversations are productive, that they're open to hearing about how economic development is affected in this state by discrimination and why these policies are good for economic growth, and they help to create jobs.
Well, I know that was one of the considerations when the county commission took action on this week. I've heard a lot about that assertion that granting equal rights to gay and lesbian workers is good for the economy. It's good for business. Are there studies or other evidence to back that up, or is it primarily anecdotal?
Well, there's lots of information that we can point to. First of all, the economist Richard Florida out of Harvard has done some pretty aggressive studies on he's looked at comparisons for cities, states, counties that have embraced non-discrimination protections for the LGBT community, have created things like domestic partnership benefits for its county or city employees or statewide employees, created domestic partnership registries, or even embraced marriage equality for gay and lesbian couples. And it was his findings that there is a correlation there, that the states that embrace diversity, that embrace the cultural experience of tolerance, are places where economies are thriving and where job growth is happening. But I think that those studies, which are coming out more recently, are just a second layer of what Fortune 500 companies have known for a long time. If we look at major corporations and major companies right here in Florida and even Orlando, we can see that they've adopted these non-discrimination protections. Companies like PepsiCo and Darden and Disney and Universal and Symantec, Blue Cross Blue Shield, JetBlue, all of these companies are protecting their employees because they know that people want to work in a place where they can be their whole selves.